Works. Well, good morning, everyone. Good to see you all here this morning as we begin our worship today singing This Little Light of Mine. So please stand up and let's sing together.
You guys stomp your feet like that? Now let's clap together. That's it. Keep it going. Let's sing This Little Light of Mine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Keep clapping now. Sounds good. Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine.
Yes.
Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Oh, that sounds so good. That's called clapping on the backbeat. All right, sing this real quiet with me now.
Even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine. Even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine.
Yes,
even when I'm afraid, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
And sit down now after having done all your exercises. Have you all got a goodie bag? You're going to need your goodie bag today. We've got lots of good things in your goodie bag. That's why it's called a goodie bag. Anyway, our theme today is Let It Shine and to be the light. So you can see there's a light bulb on there. It looks like it's having a good idea. So let's hope that you think that today is a good idea. So, there's a part of the Bible where Jesus talks about being the light, and he says to us that we are the light of the world. So, Andrew's going to come and read for us about that.
Okay, as you can see, it comes from Matthew chapter 5. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? Is it no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men? You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Thank you, Andrew. Well, I've got a bit of a demonstration here for you today. I've got a beautiful light and I'm going to light it. The fan? You think it's the fan? I'm not going to turn the fan off. It's way too hot. I'll bring it over here. Stay. Come on, you can do it. There it is. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh dear, I've got a problem. You think you've got a problem. We'll try it again. No, I don't want to leave it there. Nigel can't see me properly if I leave it there. So I'll bring it carefully over here. There we are. Now, just to be on the safe side, you'll still be able to see it through that because it's a glass bowl. You'll still be able to see that. Okay, so now while my thing is there and burning brightly inside my bowl, I will give you the little talk. Okay, so light. It's really important to have light. You've got to be able to have light in your life. And when Jesus lights our life, okay, something's happened here. My light's gone out. First of all, I had too much air, and then I suppose I had not enough air. Is that right, Gary? You're the one who seems to know. Too much air is no good. No air is no good. So I'm going to just try again. A bit of air. We need a bit of air. Oh, everyone's a critic. Okay, so will I put the bowl on or not?
No.
Do I have a vote?
Yeah. No.
Vote no. Who votes no?
No.
Hands down, who votes yes? No, all right, okay. Thanks, Liam, I appreciate that. I'll put my bowl down there. All right. Well, that went well. Let's start again. Okay, light. We need air. We've just established that. We need air, but not too much and not enough. We need air. Okay, what else do we need? What else? Something to light it with. Okay, what else do we need? Something to burn. Okay, so we need all of those things to make the light. Well, what about us? We're not going to be burning. Do anyone want me to light them with my matches? Oops, no, better not. You're burning. It's a pretty hot day. It is, especially when we've turned this fan off, but I better not get you to turn it on just yet. Okay. So what do we need to keep our Christian light burning? When Jesus says we are the light, as Andrew just read, we are the light of the world. Wow. Imagine you're a little candle like this one going out into the world. It was a song I used to sing in Sunday school a long time ago, back when you rode dinosaurs to school. That was Jesus bids us shine like a pure, clear light, like a little candle burning in the night. In this world is darkness, so let us shine, you in your small corner and I in mine. Some of you might remember, but I'm not going to get you to put your hands up because that would make you feel old. Okay, so we can be a candle for Jesus and bring Jesus' light into the world wherever we go. But like when I put the bowl on my candle, which I'm not going to do again because Gary's looking at me, like when we put the bowl over our candle, some things stop our candle from burning. I wonder what those things would be. Just hold on to those thoughts. And what things cause our candle to burn really brightly for Jesus? What things cause our Indy candle or our Mary Ann candle or our Tracy candle or our Andrew candle to burn really brightly for Jesus? All right, there's some questions for you, and there they are. I need you to get into groups, maybe a group of five or six people sitting near you. Take your pencils or your pens or whatever you've got and one of the sheets of paper out of your goodie bag And have you got a goodie bag, Ben? Do you want to come and blow it out?
Afterwards.
Okay. So, in your groups, with one sheet of paper, write on it what helps our light, not this light, but your light, stay strong for Jesus. And what causes our light for Jesus to fade or fail, like when I put this bowl over my candle. Will I do it? No. Okay, so you've got a couple of minutes to think about that. Anyone like to call one out? Something that helps keep our light strong? Getting together with other Christians like we are here today. What a great thing. Yes, that's a really good one. Anyone got anything else that we can do to help our light stay strong for Jesus? Read the Bible. Pray. Pray every day. There's a good one. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. Go to Bible study. That's good. Ours starts on Monday. Did you remember that? Did I send you an email? I hope I did. Being with unbelievers helps our light stay strong. It can. It can help our... It can be a bit like... Yep.
Being filled with the Spirit.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a bit like these candles that we have on our altar, which are filled with paraffin oil. And they burn when they're full, but when they're empty, they don't burn at all well. So that's an important thing. Okay, what causes... Now this part, this next part, I want you to come out of your groups. You can still stay sitting with your friends, that's fine. But think about what causes your light to fade or fail. Like it did when there was too much air, which I need to turn back on. Or like there is when there's not enough air. What causes your light for Jesus to fade or fail? Think about that personally, a personal thing. And on your other piece of paper, write down something that you could do or something that causes your light to fade or fail. And during our time of confession, which is going to come up soon, you'll get that little piece of paper and scrunch it up and put it in this rubbish tin here next to the cross. In a minute. The things, so the rubbish tin's going to have in it things that cause our light to fail or fade. So things about you that you want to get rid of that will help you to stay strong in Jesus. At the end of church, we're going to take this rubbish bin and we're going to put it through the stuff in the rubbish bin, we're going to put through the shredder, because that symbolizes then that God is totally rid of all of those things that you identify that stop your light from shining bright in the world. Okay? So you can just think of one. You don't have to do it if you don't want to or you're shy about walking out here. You don't have to, but you can do that during our time of confession, which we're going to have in a moment. So just take a couple of minutes to think about what that might be. Better get my bag too. Let us now affirm our trust in God's mercy and confess that we need forgiveness. Lord God, you created this world and made us in your own image. Forgive us when we turn away from you. Lord God, through your Son, you overcame evil and death. Rescue us from slavery to sin. Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, you restore us to fellowship with you and with one another. So now is the time when you can crumple up your piece of paper with the things that separate you from God and stop your light shining, and we'll put them in the rubbish bin. I just put mine. Anyone else who wants to come and put theirs in the rubbish bin. We're not doing paper planes today. Sorry, that would have been a good idea.
So Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you your sins, and keep you in life eternal. Amen.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness. To shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. I won't fear what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are my light, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Marianne Cameron. I want you to think about stars for just a moment. So when we think about a star, and when we look at a star, they seem really small, don't they? They don't seem very significant. They're just tiny little specks in the sky. But are they really just tiny little specks? They're not, are they? They're actually the most incredibly huge, powerful things. They're not insignificant at all. And as we were talking, it's like, I know. Stars are like our kind words. They're like our thoughtful deeds. They're like moments of compassionate silence. They're like a friendly smile. We might think that those things are really insignificant and just small little specks that don't actually matter very much at all. But those little things are like God's bright love in somebody's life. Those things that might just seem small and just a little speck, they might be the light that somebody needs in their life at that time. When somebody's overcome with sadness, when somebody's lost hope, when somebody's overwhelmed with loneliness, your friendly smile, your compassionate moment of silence, just sitting there patiently, your kind word, and it just needs to be one or two kind words, might be the light of Jesus that makes all the difference in somebody's life. So never underestimate the power of something small. It's a little bit like a star. Our small things, whether we're conscious of them or not, because like if we're actually living for Jesus, we should be shining for him. And it doesn't have to be a conscious, I will now shine my light for Jesus. It doesn't have to be like that. Your natural friendly smile or moment of friendship and just standing beside somebody when no one else stands beside them. You know how there's kids at school, nobody wants to stand beside them. Well, sometimes if you just go and stand beside them, that lets them know that you actually think they're okay. And maybe nobody else is thinking they're okay for that day. Maybe mum and dad yelled at them before they left home. And you know, as adults, if you're in a retirement village, maybe there are people who sit on their own all the time for a whole lot of valid or invalid reasons. And us just going and sitting beside them can make the world of difference. So, I want you now to take out of your bag the black piece of card. And also take out the stars. And I want you to put stars on that black piece of card to remind you that your little acts of kindness, your moments of silence, your kind words, your friendly smiles can actually be the light, can be like Jesus' light in the darkness in people's lives.
Well, thank you, Marianne. Has everyone made a nice little purse-size starry thing? Those stars on mine look quite happy. So when you carry that little starry card around in your handbag or your pocket, for guys who don't carry a handbag, maybe some of you do, that can remind you to be the light. And it doesn't matter how little your light is, because it could be a really big, important, star-sized light to somebody. Let's stand together and we share a statement of faith. So everybody stand up. Let us share this statement of faith together. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people, and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please sit down.
Another way of shining our light is when we pray for other people. So even though the people we pray for may never know that it was us that prayed for them, we're asking the light of God to shine on that person in our life. So what we're going to do now is we're going to intercede for other people. We're going to pray for other people. So back in your bag again, there is a star. And on that star, I want you just to write a brief intercession for a person, a group of people, a nation, the world, just a brief intercession. And what we're going to do with that when you've done it, if you feel comfortable, is to come up here to the glass, to the bowl of water, and we're just going to put those in there. We're going to float them on. And Janet, they should open. They will. With time, those corners will open. So write your intercession into the middle of your star, fold the points of the star in, and come up and float it on the water. And gradually, those points will open as it floats on the water. Okay. I'm going to sit here. Once we're done, we'll move into the Lord's Prayer. Savior Jesus Christ taught us, we are confident to pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from sin. For the kingdom of
please stand. Get that. The Lord be with you. We are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please share that peace with each other.
With you.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, gracious God, for these gifts of bread and wine. May we who receive them, as Jesus said, share his body and his blood. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He shared the cup with them and said, "This is my blood poured out so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in remembrance of me." Fill us with your Spirit that we may follow Jesus in all we do and say, working for justice and bringing your peace to this world that you have made. be known to us, Lord Jesus, in the breaking of the bread. Amen. This morning, Gary and Tony are going to be our prayer ministers, and they will pray with you in the prayer corner. Living God, in this holy meal, you fill us with new hope. May the power of your love give us courage and bring us to the joys you promise. Amen. Okay. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
To love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen.